Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is actually an impromptu show. I'm going to be playing my gospel house mixes. I needed to test the equipment to make sure that you're able to hear me. So I don't know if anyone's out there listening, but if you're on Facebook, let me know if you can hear me or not. But we're going to keep going. The first thing on, of course, I want everyone to do is to go to jhom.org, which is our website, and download our app. At our app, we have a Bible there, which will give you scriptures every day to read to help you master the Bible better. It's a great tool, and it was one of the things that was always requested of us as a ministry from other countries was to send Bibles. So it's my great pleasure to say that the app has a built-in Bible. The Bible even will dictate it to you if you don't feel like reading. And it will allow you to set a goal. And I think it's a good goal for every Christian to know exactly what's in the Bible and not just the bits and pieces that a pastor or anyone has picked out to preach on for that day. But if you wanted to read the Bible, say within 5 years, it will give you, you can set 5 years, and it will give you each day the verses you will need to read in order to complete your goal. Feature, I believe, at our app. We also have the mixes there that are standalone, so you can download them so you can listen to them later because they change every week. And also, you'll be connected to each and every outlet, social media outlet that we're on. I can get all the information in one spot on your smartphone, and I just encourage you to do it. There's also content of my sermons that are only going to be on the app and not on Facebook Live all the time. So definitely go to jhom.org and download the app. All right, on Saturday, we're still having a show. And it is DJ Shaheen's Shine Your Light mix show. So he's going to be bringing the mix for the entire show. And I'm so excited about DJ Shaheen's mixes because I never know where he's going to take you. But he always takes you somewhere fun. All right, everybody. Even though this is just a test show, we are not going to forget the reading of the Word of God. I wanted to go to 1 Timothy, the second chapter, just the 5th to the 6th verse. Let me read the verse first, and then I'll go into any commentary. It says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, that man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. This has now been witnessed to at the proper time." And I'm reading from the New International Version, and you can always read for whatever version you're comfortable with. But I do jump from around just to make sure that, you know, certain words are still there and the meaning is still intact consistently throughout the different versions of the Bible. But getting back to what this verse is talking about, we forget that Christ came to destroy the temple, which represented organized religion, it really did, and rise it back up in 3 days, rise the church back up, which is the body of Christ. We have to remember that we belong to Christ, and all judgment belongs to Christ, all corrections belong to Christ, forgiveness, repentance belongs to Christ. We can't beat people over the head with the Bible. That is not a way to get them to come closer to God. You come to them with kindness, and you come to them with love, no matter what the sin is, because the Bible does tell you, if you break one sin, it's like breaking them all. So he doesn't rank them. So one sin is not worse than the other. We have to remember that to go in front of God is not possible for us because we are filled with sin. And God can't stand to be around sin. God doesn't like, he said we're just filthy, dirty rags, is what he said we were. But he sent his son, who became the mediator between God and us. It returned us back to God because God wants us to reach out to him and love him and love him and love him and love him and just adore him and always choose him. But he looked at the situation, he looked at what we as men were doing, mankind was doing to his people. So he sent a mediator to say, even though you're filled with sin and you haven't atoned for your sin, I'm going to send someone to atone for your whole sin debt. Everyone, the entire sin debt is paid by the crucifixion of our Savior. By the resurrection of our Savior, the church began, the church being the body of Christ. But he gave himself as a ransom for all people, not just some people, not just some sins, not just if he gave himself for all people to come, be close to him and allow him to teach and talk to you about the things he needs to teach and talk to you about. We cannot replace that because there's a personal relationship with God that you need. And if you don't have that, personal relationship with Christ, if you don't have that, when you go to Judgment Day, he said, I'm going to act like I don't know you. I'm not going to go in front of my Father for you. You've never called me. You've never used me. You've never thanked me. And we have to get back to thanking Christ for what he did. I mean, can't any of us say that we would actually go through what he did to save the sins of everyone in the world, even those who weren't born? That's what he did. All right, everybody, we're going to come back to the subject. You know, I got lots and lots and lots of things to talk about. But we're going to play a little music because, again, I'm testing the equipment and I want to make sure you have a good listening experience. If you're on Facebook, hit me up on Messenger. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. That was one of my gospel house mixes. I think it was like my fourth one. You know, I'm having a great time. It's a great way to just sit back and relax. I love music and I love house music because I'm from Chicago, so I'm an old house head, as we say here. Yeah, if you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm the presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Pucci, and we're here to test some equipment to make sure Saturday's show goes without a glitch. So I decided we might as well do a little 45-minute show with my mixes and my ministry. We are going to go back to the Word of God because that's what it's all about. I want to stop, though, and give them all the praise and all the glory for lifting me up today to come to you. And, you know, some people don't understand why I say that, but I say that because I know this is not in my strength because I don't have this type of strength. Me coming on to you and speaking to you and ministering to you for this short amount of time, it's all the Trinity. It's all the Trinity lifting me up. And so I have to thank them for the things that they do. So that's why I thank them for lifting me up. Not focusing on all my ailments, but I'm just focusing on who's actually getting me through the day. And he wants your thanks for that. All right. That was totally off subject. Before we go back to the reading of the word, you know, one of the things I really like about this show is that I know you hear phones ringing and me talking and me rustling around and things like that. But this is why I needed to test the equipment so I know on Saturday what I can and cannot do. Back to the Word of God. 1 Timothy, 2nd chapter, 5th to the 6th verse. And I want you to read the entire chapter of Timothy, chapter of 1 Timothy. The second chapter, 1 Timothy. I want you to read the entire thing. And the reason I say that is because we, you know, when we're preaching or teaching, we may extract a verse and speak on it, but there's a beginning and end to every chapter. It's a story. So I might grab something out in the middle. So for you to get the fullness, understanding, read the whole chapter, then pray for wisdom and pray for the Holy Spirit of Christ to unleash all those things that are a mystery to you, anything you don't understand. I'm here to help explain. I'm not saying that you don't need your pastor. You do. But I'm not your covering. I am just here as a servant of God, helping you with things you need help with. You know, whether it's encouragement, whatever it is. He's called me to do this. And so when we go to 1 Timothy, the second chapter, the 5th through the 6th verse, and it reads like this, in the name of Jesus. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. This has been witnessed to at the proper time. That little short section is really what it's trying to let us realize is that we need to stay in our own lane. We do. Christ has a very specific job. We belong to him. That was his reward for his sacrifice, was that now all his children, all of God's children, belong to Christ. He watches us and he helps us and he teaches us and he guides us and he leads us and he picks us up and he dusts us off and he makes us try again. And he's our biggest cheerleader, though. He loves us so much. Sorry. He loves us so, so much. We have to start living and thinking the truthness of who our Savior is. He did nothing out of anger with other people. When sins or diseases or anything came up, it was kindness and compassion. It was gentleness. It was all those things that are part of the Spirit. And so if we're going to be a part of the body in Christ, we cannot come with anything but love. Love cancels out every evil deed, because God is love. So So I want you to meditate on this particular verse. And that, like I said, get an understanding for yourself. I can tell you all day what something means, but when Christ reveals it to you, it's like an aha moment. It's like, oh, I get it now. I get it now. All right, everybody, I'm going to move on to another mix real quick before we run out of time. Here we go.
Hallelujah.
right, everybody. That was the Gospel House dance break. Ah, the show is winding down, and we're going to roll out like we always roll out with How Great Thou Art. You probably won't hear it, but I just want to remind everybody, jhom.org, every Saturday, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, gmap1.com, that's gmap1.com, every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Come and join me in the chat room on Wednesday. Everyone be blessed, and let's roll out of here like we always do. But How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Here we go.